still haven't experienced the Bowl and Branch difference? Their semi-annual sale is the perfect excuse. Crafted to the highest standards, Bowl and Branch sheets are made from 100% organic cotton that gets softer with every wash. Now through Monday, August 16th, get 20% off your order of $300 or more, plus free shipping, free returns, and a 30-night guarantee. Visit bowlandbranch.com to shop the sale. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com. Discount auto apply to checkout. Exclusions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the weekly show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening in the WNBA. Coming up on this week's program, we've got scores and highlights from the WNBA's return after the Olympic break in Tokyo, Japan. It's going to be a lot of fun, so stay tuned for that. But first, I want to get to my top three storylines. I'm going to start off with the WNBA being back. Yes, it was a month and a half. Of course, we had the last time that the WNBA was in action was for the WNBA All-Star Game. It was Team USA versus the Team WNBA All-Stars. And again, it was this was back in the middle of July. So it's been a long time since we had WNBA basketball. Again, of course, there was the All-Star break followed by the great Olympic play that we had. Of course, Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi led Team USA into winning. Both Sue and Diana would go on to win their fifth Olympic gold medal. Sue has already said this is her last time, her last Olympics. However, Diana has said that she's not going anywhere. So we had a lot to keep us busy during this All-Star and Olympic break that we had. Of course, the WNBA again. A lot of players, some players decided to play on Olympic teams, the ones that were selected for their respective countries, while others decided to just stay in their respective WNBA cities and relax. Some decided to go out of the country for a while and go on a vacation. But nevertheless, the WNBA is indeed back, and man, the second half of the year promises to be very exciting. My next storyline is going to be the Seattle Storm. They're the defending champions. I mentioned her name earlier, Sue Bird, the defending champion. She's just recently won her fifth Olympic gold medal. Can't forget about Jewel Lloyd and Brianna Stewart, their Olympic gold medalists as well. Jordan Canada is on that team. Just a lot of great stars on that team. Katie Lou Samuelson is expected to be on the team real soon. So what is Seattle going to do? The second half of the year, Seattle has been dominant. Seattle had a dominant first half of the year. We'll see what's going to happen in the second half of the year with Seattle. But I promise you one thing. They are a team to indeed be reckoned with. I mean, after all, they are the defending WNBA champions. And they have a lot of pedigree. And I know Sue Bird, I mean, as far as her WNBA career is concerned, she's going to take it year to year. We don't know if she's going to retire, if she's going to take it year to year. But Jewel Lloyd is in her prime. Brianna Stewart is in her prime. So many great players on that team. And, it should be interesting how the defending champions are going to hold up in the second half of the year.
Zenni's blocks lenses help to protect the eyes by keeping harmful blue light out. Because they're virtually clear, add blocks to any Zenni frame for stylish all-day protection. Get a complete pair of prescription or non-prescription blocks glasses starting at just $24. Protect your eyes now at Zenni.com.
Nobler is more than just a different way to save on car insurance. Nobler is the only car insurance with personalized monthly rates and rewards based on how much and how well you drive every single time you get behind the wheel. So the more you use Nobler, the better you drive and the more you save, which means good drivers can save a lot of money. Nobler is simply smart insurance for smart drivers. Get your quote at Nobler.com, spelled Nobler.com. Individual savings may vary. Must meet eligibility requirements to bind a policy.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Errett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. We've heard from thousands of women about hair color, and the number one concern is finding the right shade. With Madison Reed, it's easy to find your perfect shade. Book a complimentary video hair color consultation with a licensed colorist on madison-reed.com. Or if you'd rather explore on your own, take our online color quiz that will recommend your best shade. You can even see yourself in different shades with our virtual try-on tool. experience your best hair color ever. It's gorgeous, lasting, high-quality hair color made with ingredients you could feel good about, with consistent results every time. Find your perfect shade today at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code RADIO10. That's code RADIO10.
My last storyline is going to be the Las Vegas Aces. The Aces played the Storm in the WNBA championship in the wobble last year, but the Aces are coming. The Aces are not to be played with. The Aces have got Liz Cambage back, and again, she took time off. She didn't play in this Olympics that had taken place in Tokyo due to making sure her mental health was in place. But I think with a well-rested Liz Cambage, as well as a well-rested De'Erica Hamby, and you've got Asia Wilson, who's also an Olympic gold medalist as well, they are not to be played with. And Las Vegas, I think Las Vegas is a much better team this year than they were last year. Of course, last year Liz Cambage did not play. She opted out due to the COVID pandemic. But you know, and then we can't forget about Chelsea Gray. Chelsea Gray is, like, on point. She is so on point with her play in her first year with Las Vegas. The Aces are definitely a force to be reckoned with, and I'm really interested to see what's going to happen with them in the second half of the season. All right, that takes care of us, segment number one. When we come back from the break, we'll have scores and highlights from the return of the WNBA. They were indeed action, and they had a lot of great games in the WNBA's return, including highlights from the Commissioner's Cup that had taken place in the middle of the, actually in later in during the latter part of the week. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Picture yourself here. White sugar sand beach, clear blue-green water. This is Pensacola. It's the way to beach. Experience what's waiting at visitpensacola.com.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches.
I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Keeping your pet happy and healthy? That's what Chewy is all about, which is why we offer veterinary diets, prescriptions, even compounded medications customized for your pet so you can get what they need to feel good. Shop America's number one pet pharmacy. Visit Chewy.com today.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Eric, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. We've heard from thousands of women about hair color, and the number one concern is finding the right shade. With Madison Reed, it's easy to find your perfect shade. Book a complimentary video hair color consultation with a licensed colorist on madison-reed.com. Or if you'd rather explore on your own, take our online color quiz that will recommend your best shade. You can even see yourself in different shades with our virtual try-on tool. Experience your best hair color ever. It's gorgeous, lasting, high-quality hair color made with ingredients you could feel good about, with consistent results every time. Find your perfect shade today at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code RADIO10. That's code RADIO10.
Picture yourself here. White sugar sand beach, clear blue-green water. This is Pensacola. It's the way to beach. Experience what's waiting at visitpensacola.com.
Nobler is more than just a different way to save on car insurance. Nobler is the only car insurance with personalized monthly rates and rewards based on how much and how well you drive every single time you get behind the wheel. So the more you use Nobler, the better you drive and the more you save, which means good drivers can save a lot of money. Nobler is simply smart insurance for smart drivers. Get your quote at Nobler.com, spelled N-O-B-L-R.com. Individual savings may vary. Must meet eligibility requirements to bind a policy. Nobler is more than just a different way to save on car insurance. Nobler is the only car insurance with personalized monthly rates and rewards based on how much and how well you drive every single time you get behind the wheel. So the more you use Nobler, the better you drive and the more you save, which means good drivers can save a lot of money. Nobler is simply smart insurance for smart drivers. Get your quote at Nobler.com, spelled N-O-B-L-R.com. Individual savings may vary. Must meet eligibility requirements to bind a policy.
Kick back with some classical. And when you do, make a classic. Start with Eckrich Hardwood Smoked Sausage. Then, just add it to anything. Pasta, mac and cheese, chili, anything. As long as there's Eckrich, you'll get a standing ovation. Eckrich, you do you.
Hi, this is Terry Bradshaw here to remind you that rheumatic diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and lupus are important to know about. One in four Americans has a rheumatic disease, and I'm one of them. And if you're like me, folks, you don't have time for arthritis to slow you down. Between being a sportscaster, making movies, and checking things off my honey-do list, I'm busier now than I've ever been. Flare-ups aren't fun, which is why I follow the orders of my rheumatologist. Eating healthy, staying active, not smoking, taking my meds, and managing my stress all keep me going. I've also committed to my health by taking the American College of Rheumatology's pledge to live well with rheumatic disease, and you should too. Know the signs, get help, and take care of yourself, folks. Visit simpletax.org to take the pledge to live well.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Acme for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're going to need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Acme for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Acme Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit acmemarkets.com/foryou for program details.
Nobler is more than just a different way to save on car insurance. Nobler is the only car insurance with personalized monthly rates and rewards based on how much and how well you drive every single time you get behind the wheel. So the more you use Nobler, the better you drive and the more you save, which means good drivers can save a lot of money. Nobler is simply smart insurance for smart drivers. Get your quote at Nobler.com, spelled N-O-B-L-R.com. Individual savings may vary. Must meet eligibility requirements to bind a policy.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. As I mentioned earlier, this is the return of the WNBA, and it got going on Thursday, August the 12th, in the Commissioner's Cup between the Connecticut Sun would go up against the Seattle Storm, and it was all Seattle. Again, Breanna Stewart was in rare form for this game. Of course, coming off of the heels of winning an Olympic gold medal, I mean, Stewie is just continuing to add to her resume. I mean, man, she has been phenomenal in such a short amount of time. She was named the MVP of the WNBA Commissioner's Cup as the Seattle Storm would go on to beat the Phoenix Sun. To beat the Connecticut Sun. I'm sorry, final score 79-57. Here's highlights from that contest.
Something they worked on the break, really trying to improve that.
There's that ball movement that you addressed, Breanna Stewart. Gets her own miss for another bucket for Seattle. Jewel Lloyd with 4 points, three for Sue Bird, and two for Breanna Stewart. On the break has Katie Liu and Pete Samuelson for the fast break point. Seattle, a run and gun here tonight.
Well, this is a nice job with Stewie heading out. One-on-one Samuelson running the floor, great. Able to finish for the inside. I'm really excited about that. Again, another thing I wish we had, when you talk about having all these cameras surrounding these women with Hawkeye, able to see their movement as Breonna Stewart right on cue knocks down that three. So I think Connecticut's really having a hard time of really trying to get that ball in the basket with their initial offense. Whereas you can see Seattle just really fluid
with her 3X. Three teams to get to the Olympics. They qualified, and she was not able to go to Tokyo because of testing positive for COVID.
Sui, I think she's just one of the greatest players that in the world, and we saw that with her in the Olympics. But when she's here in the WNBA, I mean, she's definitely at the top.
Feeding Jones on the post, that double team coming over, and Seattle takes it away. Samuelson to Magpagor for the transition bucket.
Chippy's in close, just still a little rusty from the break.
Stewart with the pump fake, going right at Jones, and that matchup is fun to watch.
Connecticut just really not sharp on everything that they want to do right now. Offensively, wanting to get the ball into Jonquil Jones, but just unable to do it.
Oh, the athleticism by Stewie. The finish by Lloyd.
See how many points she runs off. Next thing you know, 16 points. Bam. Knocking down the three. She's 3 for 3 from the free throw line. 1 of 3.
And Breonna Stewart handled her business in this year's WNBA's Commissioner Cup. Again, that audio was courtesy of the WNBA and Amazon Prime. Again, the final score, Seattle 79, Connecticut 57. And Breonna Stewart, again, was named the MVP of the 2021 WNBA's Commissioner's Cup. She finished with 17 points. And I tell you what, Stewie is continuing to add to the many accomplishments in her career. National champion, all-star, multiple all-star. Multiple all-star appearances, now an Olympic gold medalist. Also, you can add also a multiple WNBA champion. And again, just the legend continues to go for Breonna Stewart. Again, she finished with 17 points. Meanwhile, Jewel Lloyd finished with 16 points, a.k.a. the Gold Mamba, also another Olympic gold medalist. And also five-time Olympic gold medalist Sue Bird, she finished with 10 points in this contest. In the losing effort, Dawana Bonner and Natisha Heidman both finished with 11 points, and Jonquil Jones had a double-double with 10 points and 11 rebounds. Again, congratulations to the Seattle Storm beating the Connecticut Sun to win the 2021 WNBA Commissioner's Cup. All right, now let's move along to action now on Sunday, August the 15th. We had some great games on the Sunday schedule, an overtime thriller between the Chicago Sky and the Seattle Storm. And how about Allie Quigley? Allie Quigley, one of probably the best three-point shooter in the WNBA. She's been probably the best three-point shooter in the WNBA within the last several years. I mean, her long range has just been phenomenal and continued to improve in her young career so far. You know, one of the cool things about Allie is that she definitely handled her business. She finished with 17 points. Here's highlights from that contest.
Dolson coming up with the rebound. Quigley, this is what she does well. Full in transition, gets Talbot just off of her, and Quigley so good at stepping. Quigley missed a half a dozen games earlier in the season with a bad hamstring. That was part of their slow start. She's 2 for 2 from distance.
I mean, she's about to run off the screen, so Talbot goes around the screen, gets caught behind. Then when she tries to close out quickly.
Too strong. Quigley. And the drought. And Lloyd will step back. Perfect pass.
Spectacular pass right before the break. Allie Quigley to Diamond to Shield. Diamond runs the floor. Look at that. Ooh, perfectly placed. Oh.
She has been absolutely terrific. Now with 19 points, she gets that one on the offensive glass. 3 threes went cold, and now this one. How about this? Multiple screens set for Allie Quigley. She knows how to use them, knows how to read where the defense gets caught.
What a huge bucket for Chicago, and Allie Quigley, Magba Gore, just a second late. Big board for Parker. Quigley, two in a row. Yes! Lloyd, and did a terrific job. Prior to that, here, coming down offensively in transition, Quigley hits the three to tie the ball game, and then two good defensive possessions by Jewel Lloyd over Parker. Quigley able to get position on Canada. Now sends it down to Copper. Quigley's got a nice, couple of nice long passes. Copper did a great job of just raising her hand.
What a thrilling game that was. Again, that game went into overtime. The Chicago Sky would beat the Seattle Storm 87-85. That audio was courtesy of ESPN and ABC Sports. That was Pam Ward and Rebecca Lobo on the call of that game. And I tell you what a finish that was in Chicago. Again, Allie Quigley finished with 17 points. Meanwhile, Kalia Copper finished with 19 points. Diamond DeShields finished with 13 points. Candace Parker finished with 12 points. And Courtney Vandersloot had 11 assists in that contest. And despite the losing effort, man, Jewel Lloyd was sensational. She finished with 26 points. Ezzy Magbogor finished with 21 points. Epiphany Prince had 13 points. And Mercedes Russell had a double-double with 10 points and 11 rebounds. Again, the final score in overtime, the Chicago Sky 87, the Seattle Storm 85. Now let's move along now to another game that we had between the Connecticut Sun going up against the Dallas Wings. And the Connecticut Sun, I mean, they've had an effective first half of the year. Jonquel Jones, her and Tina Charles have been chasing each other to be the leading scorer during the first half of the year in the WNBA. She had a double-double in the win over the Dallas Wings. Here's highlights from that contest.
Be willing to score quick if it's the right shot, but they have no problem slowing it down and playing through the Joneses.
Jones hooks. Bella Allery gets the two.
Except for the Wings, putting her on JJ.
Izzy lost the handle. Here comes Breon January, dishes Jonquel Jones, easy layup for two. She lives here in Dallas, spent a lot of time just working out. Charlie Collier can't get it. Jonquel Jones pulls it away. Connecticut by four. Jasmine Thomas left wide open for the three. Connecticut still by six, inside of 140 to play in the first. Jones spins around Harrison, around Charlie Collier. That was a tough year last year. They started out so poorly, but Kurt Miller did an incredible job just getting them in the position they were in at the end of the regular season. Natisha Heidemann with three.
On the ground for a bounce. The intellect that requires, I don't know if the common person really understands that.
Now Jonquel Jones just spins away.
Great asset for a player coming off a handoff from ball screen.
Lead is 12, but Jones answers again, and she's got a double-double.
To give them a full step, maybe it might be even a blind screen, two steps, to be able to adjust and shift, and she didn't allow that.
Jonquel Jones, her 11th double-double. This time she turns into a passer.
And that allows her a little bit of space to be able to head downhill.
18 for Arike in the ball game, the MVP of the All-Star game. Jones, just perfect.
Textbook Connecticut right there.
And the clock is now against them. Izzy playing Jonquel Jones straight up. Tough shot baseline. She makes it look easy.
Yeah, that's it. And what a win share is, it's an advanced stat that really estimates the number of wins that you've led to for your team through your offensive and defensive contribution.
That audio is courtesy of the CBS Sports Network. Again, the final score, the Connecticut Sun 80, the Dallas Wings 59. Jonquel Jones had a double-double with 19 points, 15 rebounds. Also making their contributions felt, Brianna Jones finished with 16 points. Dawana Bonner finished with 14 points. And then Jasmine Thomas finished with 12 points. Meanwhile, on the losing end for the Dallas Wings, Arike Ogunbowale, the MVP of the WNBA All-Star Game, she finished with 20 points. While Alicia Gray, who won a gold medal in Tokyo, being a member of the 3x3 women's basketball team for the United States, finished with 11 points. Again, the final score, Connecticut 80, Dallas 59. Let's move along now to a great game between the Washington Mystics and the Las Vegas Aces. This was a close game, but the Aces were able to hold on. Were able to hold on to beat the Mystics. Final score 84-83. This was just a great game. But Chelsea Gray, again, another Olympic gold medalist, was a member of the gold medal winning team in Tokyo, and Chelsea would hit the game winning shot for the Aces to beat the Mystics.
Gray, yes, she did.
Chelsea Gray off the ball screen. Just found enough time on the switch from Tina Charles. I like that shot.
All right, that audio courtesy of CBS Sports Network. Chelsea Gray handled her business in this in that contest. Again, that would be the dagger for the Aces as Las Vegas would beat Washington 84-83. Asia Wilson, double-double, 12 points. She had a double-double with 20 points, 14 rebounds. Liz Cambage finished with 17 points. Jackie Young, again, a member of the gold medal-winning women's basketball 3x3 team in Tokyo. She finished with 14 points. Chelsea Gray hit the game-winning shot in that contest. She finished with 11 assists. Meanwhile, on the losing end, Tina Charles, again, a member of the United States women's Olympic basketball team, she finished with 20 points. Maisha Hines-Allen finished with 16 points. Natasha Cloud finished with the double-double with 11 points and 10 assists. And meanwhile, Ariel Atkins, a member of the United States women's Olympic basketball team, would finish with 20 points. But the Aces would pull off the victory, winning 84-83. Liz Cambage spoke about the victory in the post-game interview. Here's how it went down.
A little bit of a slow start for this team, Liz. What changed in that second half that let you guys take control of the house?
We had a cute little warm-up. That's a little warm-up. The first half was a warm-up. We got how many gold Olympians on this team that just had a really, really, tough Olympics. And the girls are tired. You see, Sue's having a rest. Stewie's having a rest. Like, they tried to give Tina the most rest they could tonight, and it's not easy having Olympics smack bang in the middle of the league. So, it took us a while to get started again this game, but we ain't coming out like that on Tuesday, that's for sure.
Well, Liz, you had 4 points in that first half, but second half, you said, come to me, I can deliver. What was your mentality in that third quarter?
I wanted to win. I don't care about points. I care about getting the ball and doing something with it. If it's a pass, if it's making space for someone else, if it's screening, I just want to win, and I just want to do whatever I can to win. And on the court, I just keep working. If I'm in the foul trouble, my voice, you'll hear it everywhere. So whatever it takes, baby.
And that last...
All right, and again, like Liz said, she would do whatever it takes to win the game. She doesn't need to score any points, and she made a big defensive stop towards the end of the game with maybe about 2 seconds left in the game to help the Aces beat the Mystics in a close one. And, I mean, that was a great game. And, again, Chelsea Gray hit the game-winning shot, and then Liz Cambage making that big defensive stop. And, again, that's Las Vegas has been something else. This Las Vegas team is not to be played with, again, with Liz Cambage coming back, and then also you've got Chelsea Gray, the addition of her coming to Las Vegas. Man, Seattle's got their hands full, man. Las Vegas is making people make some noise. And again, the final score, Aces win 84-83. We move along now to another game between the Phoenix Mercury going up against the Atlanta Dream. The Mercury handled their business beating Atlanta. Final score, 92-81. The Big Three handled their business in this contest, with the Big Three being Skylar Diggins-Smith, Brittany Griner, and Diana Taurasi. And by the way, all three of these women were on the United States women's Olympic basketball team that won the gold medal in Tokyo. So congratulations to Diggins-Smith, Taurasi, and also Griner. Here's highlights from that contest.
Well, the Mercury will start on offense, and our officials for today's game, Eric Bruton, Angelica Suffren, and Janetta Graham, as Brittany Griner gets the first look and picks up where she left off in Tokyo. Game progresses right now. Guards working it on the perimeter for the Mercury. Getting it down low is Nurse. She gets it back now. Griner, a pull-up jumper. She can't miss right now. Brittany Griner, 4-for-4 from the floor.
And she's really worked hard on her conditioning.
A three that doesn't go for Odyssey Sims. Rebound and the outlet pass from Diana Taurasi, right on point. And Kia Nurse, the finish at the rim. First three for either team here this afternoon. Now there's a rejection by Brittany Griner at the rim. And it'll take it the other way. Transition numbers. Another three goes. Skylar Diggins-Smith this time.
For Sandy Brondello to use more of her bench. Let other players play a little bit. You know what your Olympians are going to be able to do. Yes, you want to get the chemistry going.
And to get off to Sims for three. High arcing shot. Almost rolled in off the front iron.
Yeah, good block out by the Mercury.
And all alone is Turner. A beautiful dish from Skylar Diggins-Smith.
And there's some extra money that can be earned because of that. I think you'll see a different attitude with a lot of the players next year.
Yeah, I agree. I think the excitement's only going to grow from here as Skylar Diggins-Smith.
The screener isn't open, and you've got the opportunity to take it all the way.
It's a fourth foul on Bradford. Here's Diggins-Smith with the scoop and score as she took it right to the rim. Griner able to slap that loose ball to her teammate. Now Diggins-Smith penetrating again. It opens up Taurasi for three, and she cashes in. Courtney Williams on the drive. May have been deflected by Griner, and now the Mercury running the other way. Diggins-Smith with numbers. Got the bump. Put it up. Cap that baby in the foul. Comes Taurasi over to Cunningham. Now Brittany gets it. Right baseline. Got around her defender, Williams. Straight to the rim and lays it in off the window. That's her first bucket since the first quarter.
Well, that is her fifth career 15 rebounding game, and that puts her in sole possession of second place with 15 plus rebounding game.
Back out to Cunningham, trying to give it in to Brittany Griner, who's made her last two shots.
Nice.
Tries to make it three in a row, and she gets right to the rim to lay it in. Opening up her teammate Courtney Williams for that jumper. Now 25 for Williams. Taurasi, a fadeaway is good. Oh, how tough was that shot for DC? Here's Diggins-Smith finding Griner. Out to Diana. Another three on the way. And another one goes. Diana Taurasi lifts the Mercury up by 12.
People that have played with her, people that have played against her, they would love to have that something that she has. Over 45% from threes in that finals series.
Now the Mercury with the basketball and a 9-point lead. Make it 11 as Diana Taurasi just says, I got this.
Oh, yeah, and she did have that. Again, that audio courtesy of the CBS Sports Network. Phoenix beat Atlanta 92-81. Diana Taurasi, 18 points, man. Just the best gets better, and Diana just continues to handle her business. Meanwhile, Skylar Diggins-Smith, the other part of the big three, finished, with 19 points, while Brittany Griner, phenomenal as ever, a double-double, 14 points, 10 rebounds. Also providing a double-double for the Mercury is Brianna Turner, double-double with 10 points, 17 rebounds. And Sophie Cunningham finished with 17 points. Now, as far as on the losing end for the Atlanta Dream, Courtney Williams, one of the bright stars in the WNBA All-Star game, she was phenomenal. She finished with 30 points. Again, the final score, Phoenix 92, Atlanta 81. We move along now to the next game between the New York Liberty going up against the Minnesota Lynx. Minnesota would beat New York 88-78. And speaking of being great, I mentioned Sue Bird and I mentioned Diana Taurasi. We also got to mention Big Sil, Sylvia Fowles. I mean, what a great game she had. She had a career-high 5 blocks in this victory over the Liberty. Here's highlights from this game.
Tamira Stauntis with it now, handing it off to Aviva Collier under 10 on the shot clock. Perfect post position by Fowles, and she's rewarded by clearance. I mean, really, the last thing any defender wants is to be left out to dry against Sylvia Fowles, but here she splits defenders and finishes on the opposite side.
Yeah, it's a double team that comes at her.
Laney, seventh in the WNBA and scoring 19 points per game, started on a torrid pace and has really continued that. Great fast break opportunity, Clarendon finding Fowles in transition. Surprised considering what her 2019 season with the Storm was versus relearning a different type of position when you have. And that time really using her size too. I mean, she's a solid, nearly 6-footer on the point guard position.
Take advantage.
The hook shot rattles through. Dangerfield into the post for Fowles. Triple team, no matter. So many times where you see her experience as a post player from her college days really work to her advantage as Fowles again scores inside. She is 6-for-6, has 12 points. This is a Lynx team a game and a half behind Connecticut as Fisa Collier knocks down another shot, her first three. Clarendon to Carlton, the fast break not there, but Collier will clean it up for Minnesota. Fought right back with a 9-1 run. Collier, by herself, can't hit it. Fouls around multiple Liberty players, and she's unstoppable from three.
Yeah, and that really is the key, is the closeout.
Oh, my goodness, Nafisa Collier.
She's a guard who can play that stretch forward position. Both of them have that ability.
Collier finds herself alone in front of the rim. Rebound to Collier. And she's got nine. Fouls running the floor. Lets a player fly by and finishes in the fast break. The Lynx have it after the timeout. Into Collier, who has five blocks in this game. A difficult shot. She drains it.
All right, that audio courtesy of CBS Sports Network. Again, the final score, Minnesota 88, New York 78. Sylvia Fowles had a double-double with 20 points, 11 rebounds, and to go with a career-high 5 blocks. Sylvia, an Olympic gold medalist, as well as her teammate Nafisa Collier, she had a double-double, finished with 18 points and 10 rebounds. Kayla McBride would finish with 16 points. Meanwhile, in the losing end for the Liberty, Natasha Howard would finish with 30 points. Bettnija Laney finished with 12 points. Also, Sammy Whitcomb finished with 12 points, and Sabrina Ionescu would finish with 14 points. Again, the final score, Minnesota 88, and we had New York 78. And the last game of the schedule on Sunday, August the 15th, was a good one between the Los Angeles Sparks and the Indiana Fever. The Sparks would go on to beat the Fever, final score 75-70. Brittany Sykes really shined bright in this contest. Here's highlights from the contest.
Brittany Sykes with the three.
Mitchell, who in the first part of the season was putting a lot of pressure on herself, couldn't really get her offensive rhythm going. Now she can just play a little more.
Sykes attacking the rim. She went right at McCown in there.
Can do on defense. And someone we know for defense is out here putting on a show on offense. Sykes, she's like that. And she said, I'm a bucket.
Wheeler sizing up Robinson. Has Cox curling across the lane. Working against McCowan, fading away. Sykes skying through the lane and puts it back.
Trying to turn their season around has been the play on the defensive end of the floor. What have you seen, Allie, defensively from Indiana here?
I mean, they're scrapping. They've got the length. They've got the size.
Here you see it. She's tough. She absorbs the contact.
It's her first of the night. Necker. Crowd around her, slim the offensive rebound. Underneath the layup with the left hand is good.
No.
Flips it over her head, no. Ball is loose. AZB getting down and coming up with it. Here's KT. Oh, nice bounce pass to Slim. Let it in.
Chrissy Tolliver on the open court with the no-look dime. But that play doesn't happen if Brittany Sykes isn't hauling it down the court to create that opportunity, that lane.
Indiana counters with Vivian, McCowan, Cannon, D-Rob, and Kelsey Mitchell. Here's Necker with space. She knocks it down. So Okumake in the double figures now. Off. Vivian. Danielle Robinson steps into a three. No. Shanks off the backboard. Slim the rebound. Pitch ahead. Necker. Later. At the buzzer. Sparks fly. 75-70 in the return to Staples.
All right, and again, the Sparks win 75-70 over the Indiana Fever. Brittany Sykes would finish with 16 points. Meanwhile, Amanda Zowie B would finish with 13 points. Also, Nneka Ogwumike and Erica Wheeler both finished with 12 points. And as far as on the losing end for the Fever, Kelsey Mitchell finished with 20 points. Tiffany Mitchell would finish with 12 points. And Victoria Vivians would finish with 10 points. Again, the final score, the Los Angeles Sparks 75, the Indiana Fever 70. So it's good to have the WNBA back after being off for about a month. Of course, the All-Star Game and then the Olympics, so they had that long and lengthy break. But the WNBA is back, and, man, they've given us some great games so far, and hopefully the best is yet to come in this second half of the season. Before we go, we just want to give you the current standings in the WNBA. Let's start off currently holding the number one spot is the Seattle Storm, the defending champions. They have a record of 16-6 at the moment. Actually, we have a tie. Actually, we have a tie for first place between the Las Vegas Aces and the Seattle Storm. They both have a record of 16-6. Next up, we have the Connecticut Sun. They have a record of 15-6. They're at number three. Currently at number four are the Minnesota Lynx with a record of 13-7. The Chicago Sky comes in fifth place with a record of 11-10. The Phoenix Mercury are next in the sixth spot with a record of 10-10. The New York Liberty come in seventh place with a record of 10-12. The Washington Mystics are eighth with a record of 8-11. Coming in ninth are the Dallas Wings with a record of 9-13. The Los Angeles Sparks come in tenth with a record of 7-13. The Atlanta Dream are in the 11th spot. They have a record of 6-14. And coming in last place in 12th are the Indiana Fever with a record of 4-17. So, again, there's still a lot of basketball left to be played. Things are going to get very intense as we get deeper into the second half of the year with the playoffs coming up and right around the corner. So, man, it's definitely going to be exciting, and it's going to be great. I just can't wait for some great WNBA basketball. Big special thank you to you, the listeners out there, tuning in to Striving for It All. Of course, WNBA is back after the All-Star Olympic break. Definitely exciting. Happy that the WNBA superstars participated in the Olympics, whether it be for the United States or their respective countries, or they had opportunity to just take some time off. And glad to see that the WNBA is back and in full force. And again, until next week, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to Striving for It All.
Never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Star Market for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Star Market for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Star Market Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit starmarket.com/foryou for program details.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Erritt, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. Madison Reed delivers gorgeous, lasting, high-quality hair color made with ingredients you could feel good about, and our licensed colorists are here to help you every step of the way. Experience your best hair color ever. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code RADIO10.
With Cox Internet and Home Life, you know when your pizza delivery is there.
Cox Home Life, show front porch camera.
Pizza!
View your Cox Home Life cameras right from your TV with your Contour voice remote.
Advertised features require Cox Internet and Contour TV subscriptions. Services provided by Cox licensed entities. See cox.com/licenses.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Vons for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're going to need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Vons for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Vons Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit vons.com/foryou for program details. You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Pavilions for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're going to need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Pavilions for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Pavilions Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit pavilions.com/foryou for program details.
Nobler is more than just a different way to save on car insurance. Nobler is the only car insurance with personalized monthly rates and rewards based on how much and how well you drive every single time you get behind the wheel. So the more you use Nobler, the better you drive and the more you save, which means good drivers can save a lot of money. Nobler is simply smart insurance for smart drivers. Get your quote at Nobler.com, spelled N-O-B-L-R.com. Individual savings may vary. Must meet eligibility requirements to bind a policy. Nobler is more than just a different way to save on car insurance. Nobler is the only car insurance with personalized monthly rates and rewards based on how much and how well you drive every single time you get behind the wheel. So the more you use Nobler, the better you drive and the more you save, which means good drivers can save a lot of money. Nobler is simply smart insurance for smart drivers. Get your quote at Nobler.com, spelled N-O-B-L-R.com. Individual savings may vary. Must meet eligibility requirements to bind a policy.
Picture yourself here. White sugar sand beach, clear blue-green water. This is Pensacola. It's the way to beach. Experience what's waiting at visitpensacola.com.
Headlines and hot takes, they have their place. But at our podcast, ESPN Daily, we don't just skim the surface of sports.
Dude,
I mean, this clearly transcends blood feuds, rivalries, sports. This is something far, far deeper than that. I'm your host, Pablo Torre, and every day we try to dive into the stories behind the athletes.
The picture of him in the dugout afterwards just looked like a guy who'd had his heart ripped out.
Listen to ESPN Daily wherever you get your podcasts.
Picture yourself here. This mental getaway brought to you by visitpensacola.com.